You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Coming your way on a Monday, the 9th of October. Great to have you with us here in Eastern Iowa and beyond. Scott Unash with you, joined by Mark Dukes, the former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and Isaac on the other side of the glass. We take you through the 3 o'clock hour each and every weekday here on the Gym Class program here on 1600 ESPN, as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Brought to you each and every day at 3 o'clock by DuPaco Community Credit Union. They are online at dupaco.com. We invite you to go there, check them out, all the great things that they have to offer, and learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to dupaco.com. It's Reaction Monday to the Iowa State games, college football, pro football, MLB, some college basketball news perhaps to talk about. We will get to all that here on the program here on a Monday. We invite you to join us via the text line as well, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is the phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone, talk to Isaac, he'd love to talk and chat with you. That's 319-366-1600. As Mark joins me from the back porch on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Good day to you. How are you? Whoop. Mark? Whoop. Maybe if I turn you on, you're there.
I'd love to be turned on, Scott.
Not saying a word.
Good afternoon to you and Isaac and everyone out there. And Mondays are kind of the good and the bad and the ugly of the weekend. And that includes the Emo's Hideaway pick six, which we'll get to later on.
Mainly good. Mainly good.
Speak for yourself.
But your Twins won last night, Mark.
They did indeed. I was thrilled about that. Long way to go against a terrific Houston team, but Pablo Lopez was terrific. Correa was terrific. And you get one on the road at Houston and going home for two. Can't wish for much more than that. And we'll talk about these series tomorrow with Cal Eldred.
Looking forward to that. I would like to also take this time to apologize to all the Baltimore Oriole fans of Eastern Iowa. Since the Orioles, the Birds, became my adopted team this year, mainly just ahead of the All-Star break, I have brought them, helped bring them nothing but good luck, but as per usual, yeah, things have gone south in the postseason. Of course, that has a lot to do with the Texas Rangers. Isaac, how are you? Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I did. I'm doing all right. It was a fun homecoming weekend in Iowa City. Had Friday, took Friday off, kind of regrouped, I guess. I don't know what the word to use, but I needed a refresh. I feel good now.
You hit the refresh button.
Yeah, I needed it. It was also midterm, so I had some papers and stuff that I had to finish up and studying that I had to do over the weekend. So I figured Friday might be a good day to kind of take off and be a responsible student.
Well, good for you. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Lopez making the trade look good for the Twins, Mark. That's from 0547.
Yeah, it's hard to say that when you give up the batting champion, but I think it's quite right. He was as solid as they come last night, and just what the Twins needed.
I would agree. I would agree on that. We're gonna have an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update as well for you coming up in a little bit. That's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Let's start with college football from Saturday as Iowa with a victory over the Purdue Boilermakers on homecoming to go to 5-1 on the season. Hawkeyes, of course, get ready to go to Madison on Saturday. That is a 3 o'clock kickoff. And, well, and Mark, I'm going to start off with this. You and I both said, and Isaac, you can attest to this as well, because you were here 2 weeks ago on this very program, talking about Iowa Penn State, all the angst from Iowa Penn State. You and I both said, you know what, folks, more than likely, here's what's going to happen. Iowa is going to get two victories in the next 2 weeks at home over Michigan State and Purdue. Probably not look particularly good in the eye of the beholder doing so. Go to 5-1 and have an opportunity to perhaps win the Big Ten West. Insert your own joke here as far as the Big Ten West. And lo and behold, here we are, Mark, on the eve of the de facto Big Ten Western Division championship game at 3 o'clock on Saturday at Camp Randall Stadium.
Yeah, and Wisconsin favored by 9.5 points in that game and a 3 o'clock kickoff or thereabouts. And one thing I thought of in sizing up this Iowa game and season was a quote from the great Bill Parcells.
Is he great anymore? Well, no, that's Bill Belichick. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You are what your record says you are. Can you really say that about Iowa?
I'm going to get to that. Obviously, you don't believe they're as good as that record indicates.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, I guess. It's the way in which they've won some games that have left, a puzzling reaction. But the thing about this Purdue game is that I thought Iowa was in a bad spot. I picked Purdue. One of the reasons I had a lousy week in the Emo's Hideaway pick six, but Iowa got its running game going, led by the return of Caleb Johnson. And the defense was really good. The rushing defense was very good. The pressure on the quarterback was very good. And yet at the end, it's 20-14 and Purdue has the ball. And you say, what, are we ready for the shoe to drop or not? Not so much. The Iowa defense came through, and it was more of a typical Iowa win. They are what their record says they are. It just isn't very pretty most of the time.
319-366-1600, if you'd like to comment. I will say this. There were a lot of things that were a positive on Saturday. Johnson ran very, very well. The offensive line, I thought, had great run blocking in that particular game. Now, keep in mind, Purdue plays a little bit of a different defense than Iowa has seen all year. Iowa's offensive line created holes, had a big run for a touchdown, had a couple more runs that were very, very solid, long runs, if you will. That was good to see. Defense, 12 tackles for a loss. Defense got together between the Michigan State and the Purdue game and said, hey, we got to get better. They got better. They got to the quarterback, and they came up with those dozen tackles for loss. What was not so good, and maybe you give him a pass because he was amped up. It was his first game as a starter. Deacon Hill was not great. I don't even think you can say Deacon Hill was good on Saturday. He threw one very fine touchdown pass to Eric Gall, who was wide open from me to Isaac on the other side of the glass. Other than that, it was kind of a struggle. It was a struggle. It wasn't kind of. It was a struggle throughout the day. So, and Torrey Taylor's Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week again. So there were things that were a positive in that game, Mark. But, yeah, and I thought Jason Garrett on Peacock, and we'll get to Peacock coming up in a moment. I'm not a big Jason Garrett fan, but I thought he had a very good point that he said that Iowa's 20-7 lead. Okay, this is what Iowa does. And now Iowa's going to just turn things over to the defense, put the offense in a shell, and win this football game because that's Iowa football. And I don't think an analyst has ever said it better than Jason Garrett did on Saturday.
Yeah, it was spot on. As far as Deacon Hill goes, he himself would tell you he was awful. Save one or two passes, certainly the one to All that was very pretty. But no completions to wide receivers after there were 18 targets to wide receivers last week. I realize different defenses present different issues and whatnot. But Purdue was missing two starting defensive backs. And this week, it's a grand opportunity for a good quarterback to have a day because Wisconsin ranks dead last in passing defense in the Big Ten. Now, its rush defense is very good. I got to believe that they're going to the Badgers are going to make Deacon Hill beat them with his arm. And, I mean, if he was jittery in this game, and I guess who wouldn't be, what's he going to feel like when he goes back to Madison on Saturday and facing his former school?
That question is yet to be answered. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class. 72-27 saying at the end of the game, Purdue would not have gotten the ball back if they would have run wide instead of up the middle again and again and again. What's with running plays opponents know is coming? They knew it was coming then. I will say this, though. If you take a look at the plays that Iowa ran for touchdowns and big chunks, they were between the tackles in that situation. But yes, at the end of the game, Purdue knew what was coming. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program at KGYM. Cyclone Tim saying, yes, in the words of the great Colin, that guy that used to be on our airwaves, Iowa is the fake ID of college football again.
Didn't he say that once before one season? I don't remember which one it was. Maybe when Iowa was, you know, the Big Ten championship game season. I don't remember. He said that before.
He has.
And why, you might be right both times.
Yeah, why was Kurt so mad on that one field goal when Iowa ran out of time with the clock not reset? Because Iowa could have had a 3-score advantage at that point and didn't. And then Drew Stevens, not perfect, he's human, missed a field goal at that particular point. So we'll get more on this coming up here in just a little bit. Let's go to the phones. Let's bring in our friend Troy from Muscatine County on a Monday here in eastern Iowa. Troy, what's happening?
Great show, guys. I wanted to ask you a question. I know that Deacon Hill was pretty wild with his accuracy, and I'm not comparing him to Brett Favre, but you remember when John Madden used to say he used to try to get Brett Favre to take a hit, and then that would settle him down?
Yep.
Did anyone ask that to the coaching staff, or do you think that could be a theory that might help Deacon get in the game?
The only thing that was asked, I know John Steppe after the game asked Kirk Ferentz point blank if he thought about taking Deacon Hill out for Joe Labus, and Kirk didn't get snarky, but Kirk did not like the question, I don't think, and said, no, Deacon Hill is our quarterback. No one asked him if he needed to take a hit or anything like that. He got hit a few times by the on-rushing Boilermaker defense, but I think he was just amped up. I think he was just amped up. I think it was just one of those things. You can't, Mark, and chime in, say I'm all wet about this, but I don't think you, it's like anything else in sports, you have to come up with a little bit of a timeline to see, you know, one game does not make trends. You need two or three games. I know that quarterbacks don't usually get two or three games, but I'm willing to give Deacon Hill a little bit of a pass for this particular ball game. What do you think?
Well, in regards to Troy's comment and question, I think that Deacon will have that opportunity come Saturday. He's going to get hit. And whether it jars him into more accuracy, I don't know. I think he still has problems with the velocity on his throws. Maybe the timing of routes with receivers with whom he's not familiar. I don't know. But it was ugly Saturday, except for that one throw to all and maybe another one along the way. There was only six completions. I should be able to remember them all. But I don't know. The emotions of sports are very difficult to figure out. You know, how do you figure some of the things that happen in college football and the NFL and even Major League Baseball? This happened, and a lot of it, or at least some of it, is mental. And that's a big position at quarterback. And now he's had the better part of two games to get comfortable, acclimated, and whatnot. But this trip this week, I don't think is necessarily what the doctor ordered.
No. Troy, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, buddy.
That was a very good point, and I appreciate that, you know, considering he probably hasn't played in front of a big crowd like that before.
Yep, he hasn't had a starting role in a football game, what was they said, 3 or 4 years. So, yeah. All right, thanks, Troy. Appreciate it. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. He is pregnant with potential. Thank you, Jeff. I like that. I like that. 1345 on the other side of the fence. Flat out, Iowa does not have a quarterback, which lucky for them that they are in the Big Ten West. They will be just fine in future games this season. Well, that includes Saturday, and we will see how that all plays out. I wanted to pass this along because this was a terrific tweet earlier on today, or X. What are we calling it these days? I don't know. What do the kids call it, Isaac?
Everyone I know still calls it Twitter.
Okay. So I can say tweet and be okay.
I think so.
All right. This from Hawkeye Chronicles, by the way. Went through the Kirk Ferentz era. The entire Kirk Ferentz era. And that goes back to the Ophirs and starting things off. Did the research. And I want to give them full credit for this, obviously. Iowa's offense has been ranked 84th or worse 16 of the 25 seasons since 1999, inclusive, by the way. Iowa has had 7 10-plus winning seasons during that span, including 4 with offenses that rated 92nd, 104th, 89th, 99th, and 123rd. I don't know how they get 4 out of that. That's 5. Anyway. During Iowa's 7 10-plus win seasons, they've averaged 27 points a game and won 11 games in 09, scoring 23.2 points per game mark. That is a trend. That is a trend. And listing all of these, Iowa right now is averaging 21.8 points a ball game. They're 130th in offense right now in big-time college football, Division I college football, taking out the 1AAs, et cetera, et cetera. The last time, do you know the last time Iowa averaged 400 yards a game, Mark? Offensively?
That's a good question. I don't know.
2014, and Iowa went 7-6 that year. They averaged 400.1 yards a game. Before that, you got to go back to the 7-5 season of 2005, which Iowa averaged 432 yards a game. Iowa averaged 424 the 11-2 season back in 2002. What does that all mean? It means that Kirk Ferentz relies on defense and special teams and field position. Thanks to Hawkeye Chronicles for that, by the way. I found that fascinating.
Yeah, that's great information, and it just proves that, excuse me, over the length of Kirk Ferentz's career, he's had a recipe, and while all may not be prize winners, they're edible, so to speak. And I would add this in my own, you know, browsing over the weekend. I was not the Lone Ranger. There's only one team in the Big Ten West averaging more than 25 points per game in league play, and that is Wisconsin. Now, Purdue is a tick above that, but by and large, everybody in the Big Ten West are right in Iowa's category. And that's neither good nor bad, and it's kind of the way of the Big Ten. And that Mike Halas had a really good column, you know, starting next year. It's going to be these Pac-12 and fusion of offenses against defenses, maybe with which they're not familiar, unless there's a non-conference game or two. But 19 conference games so far, 24 of the 38 teams in those games have not reached 25 points. So good or bad, Iowa's not the Lone Ranger.
All hail the Big Ten West. 319-366-1600 here at 325. Wisconsin is the king of the hill in the West right now with a 2-0 record. They're 4-1 overall. Remember back, the lone loss for the Badgers was out at Wazoo against Washington State, who was not a rated team then. They are solidly in the top 25 right now. I think around 13, 14, 15, right in there. So if you can say good loss, yeah, I guess it was not a bad loss, certainly, for Wisconsin. Iowa 2-1. Then you've got four teams at 1-2, Nebraska, Minnesota, Northwestern, and Purdue. And poor Bielema and the Illini are 0-3 right now. Of those 1-2 teams, which team? I mean, it's like looking at four cars coming out of demolition derby action and going, what car do you think's the best one, Mark? Between Northwestern, Minnesota, Nebraska, and Purdue. I think it's Nebraska by a mile, isn't it?
The one that steers away from danger and prevails at the end, I suppose. It's not Northwestern. I do not think it's Minnesota. A week ago, I thought it might be Purdue, but it very well could be Nebraska. I think that's going to be a problem for Iowa at the end of the year. Nebraska plays Northwestern and Purdue at home the next 2 weeks, and could get to 5-3 and on the verge of a bowl bid, but has to play Maryland, Wisconsin, and Iowa later on. So to answer your question, yeah, it's probably Nebraska among those 1-2 teams.
And Nebraska, I think, looks the best besides Wisconsin and Iowa so far.
Best running game in the Big Ten, I know that.
True. I would agree. Meanwhile, over in the East, Maryland gave Ohio State a run for a while in that game on Saturday. Just kind of ran out of steam there in the end, and Ohio State took over. Michigan won the jug. They buried Minnesota. Wasn't even a whole lot of fun switching between Iowa State and that game on Saturday night. And Penn State 3-0, Michigan 3-0, and Ohio State at 2-0. Northwestern just got by Howard on Saturday. Let that sink in for a while. Cyclone Tim, and we will get to the Cyclones coming up in just a little bit. Wouldn't surprise me that Washington, Oregon, USC, and UCLA will feel the effects of a season-long serving of Big Ten defenses next year. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Michael Penix will not be there under center for Washington next year. Caleb Williams, more than likely, although he has kept the door open, probably will not be under center for USC. By the way, if you stayed up like me and Halas did to watch the end of USC-Arizona, you missed a heck of a ball game. Going into overtimes like it did, USC better find a defense quickly or they're not going to get too much farther in the Pac-12 winning those shootouts like that.
Yeah, I'd certainly agree with that, although I didn't stay up. I read and watched the highlights of that, and hats off to Arizona. Arizona with over 500 yards in total offense against USC. And you're quite right about it. That's the Achilles heel of the Trojans. And, you know, that Maryland-Ohio State game, of all the coaching gaffes over the weekend, of which there were many, Michael Oxley of Maryland, who has done a terrific job, did a poor job at the end of the first half in clock management, would have at least gotten a field goal if not gone for a touchdown. But the clock ran out. To his brother, threw one in the middle of the field, no timeouts left. And then in the second half, gambled on fourth down in his own territory, down 10 with 8 minutes left. And Ohio State ended up scoring after that. So, yeah, that I don't think that was very good, but it wasn't Mario Cristobal-like.
Yeah, that was pretty remarkable for Miami to lose to Georgia Tech, who lost to a MAC team the week prior to that. Let that sink in for a while. Let that sink in.
With victory in its grasp.
And then they lost it out of their grasp. 3:31. We need to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. With Mark, it's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are across from the Lindale Mall, and they are next to the Home Depot. Open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Stop on by. Fully stocked bar and a family-friendly dining area at Emil's Hideaway. We've got a lot on the scoreboard, Mark.
Yeah, we really do. Troy Dannon, shortly after our show on Friday, was selected to be the next athletic director at Washington. He, of course, was at UNI and lately of Tulane. And big job as Washington enters the Big Ten next year. The October 21st Iowa game against Minnesota at home has been selected for a 2:30 kickoff, which will please many and not so many others. I don't know. In Indianapolis, quarterback Anthony Richardson suffered a shoulder injury yesterday and could be out as many as 4 weeks. 6 sports have been endorsed for Olympic participation inclusion in 2028. They are baseball, softball, cricket, flag football, lacrosse, and squash. They would, if the IOC ratifies those sports, they would be played in 2028. And then finally, if you've ever had your career derailed for any length of time, you can relate to Shad Tootin. They played the Korn Ferry Tour Championship in golf over the weekend, the top 30 earned PGA Tour cards for next year. Tootin thought he had made it, and just under the wire. But when he left the course after completion of play, officials let him know that he would be assessed a 2-stroke penalty for misapplying the lift and place rule, which I won't get into details on, but a very tough outcomes. Tootin finished outside the top 30 and very disappointed, but he'll probably play on and try to make the best of it.
He will, your heart goes out to that gentleman. But there are very specific rules for lift, clean, and place. And yeah, I mean, it's the whole field that has to go with them. And if you commit that error and somebody else doesn't, they have to play a ball with mud on it, whatever the case may be. It's a big difference, as you and I both know, Mark. So too bad for that youngster. And 83-13. Yeah, we were just talking about the Miami Hurricanes fumbling when they could have kneeled and won the game against Georgia Tech. Yikes on that one. And yes, Cyclone Tim, it is Brocktober. How about the 49ers last night? Not one, not two, but three hookups between Brock Purdy and George Kittle. And, of course, the only thing we're arguing about today in the Twitterverse or Xverse is when George Kittle was introducing himself last night, he said, George Kittle, tight end, you. And half the people are saying he was talking about the University of Iowa. The other half saying he was talking about his own brand and his own product, which is tight end you. I think he was probably talking about that or both. I don't know. Has it really come to this, everyone, where we need to do that? I don't know. It's
Brock. I think the t-shirt said something about the Cowboys.
It did.
How about them Cowboys?
Oh, it did. And we can't say exactly what the t-shirt said underneath his jersey, but there are plenty of photo evidence out there to what it said. Isaac knows what it said. It's Brocktober and Rocktober, and we will talk about Rocco Becht and the Cyclones when we come back. You're listening to the Gym Class for a Monday right here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
A cool and quiet day for us today with mostly sunny skies. Highs will be into those lower 60s. A little bit of a breeze out of the northwest at around 10 to 15 miles per hour. It will be clear and cool overnight tonight with lows dropping into the mid-30s. Another potential for some frost as we head towards early Tuesday morning, which will eventually lead to more sunshine throughout the day and highs right back into those lower 60s. Overall, a fairly nice fall day. Then for Wednesday, we'll start off the day fairly dry, but we will be seeing our next chances for some showers arriving here late Wednesday night. From the Weather First Forecast Center, I'm meteorologist Garrett Hyde, and that was a check-in for the latest Iowa's News Now Weather First Forecast.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
One innocent click could lock down your entire network for ransom. Hackers are getting more and more devious, so teach your employees to check before they click. When you open an email, hover over the address to see where it's really coming from. If it doesn't match, is misspelled, or looks off in any way, delete it. Remember, any email could be a trick, so check before you click. This message presented by Network Computer Solutions. Download their complete Protect Your Network guide at ncsei.com.
Hey, sports card collectors! We have a store for you in Coralville, RK Collectibles. We have a huge selection of baseball, football, basketball, UFC, soccer, and much more. We have new releases of trading cards, vintage and former Hawkeyes, and great prices on new Pokemon releases. RK Collectibles has the best selection of hobby boxes you'll find in Iowa. We're located at the corner of Highway 965 and Oakdale Boulevard, just north of Coral Ridge Mall. Stop in.
Hey, why are everybody's leaves out?
Leaf vacuum day, buddy.
How do you guys all know this?
It's right on my phone. See?
Huh. Nothing's on my phone.
Well, you're signed up at crnewsnow.com, right? That's how the city of Cedar Rapids lets you know.
Don't they just sign me up automatically or something?
No. You actually have to sign up at crnewsnow.com. It takes like 3 minutes.
No more missed leaf day. I like it.
Fall Leaf Vacuum Collection runs October 16th through December 8th. Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up at crnewsnow.com.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Tune in to 1600 ESPN every weekday at 5 o'clock with Spencer on Sports for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
And we're back. 3:40, gym class for a Monday here in KGYM. Scott, Mark, and Isaac taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. Spencer on Sports comes your way from 4 until 6. We have Monday Night Football coming your way tonight, since we do have the crossover of baseball and football. Since we have a Midwest team involved in the Monday Night Football game tonight, we will air that 6:30 on 1600 ESPN, as well as our FM frequencies. It'll be the Green Bay Packers on the road against the Las Vegas Raiders. I say that kind of half-heartedly because I'm going to say there's going to be more Packer fans in Las Vegas tonight than there will be Raider fans in Las Vegas tonight. Agree with me, Mark, on that one?
I wouldn't be surprised if it's at least a split crowd. Aaron Jones out at running back tonight for the Packers, but I'm not sure it's going to matter a great deal.
So we'll have that for you coming up tonight here on KGYM. Before we get away too far from the Emil Sideway scoreboard update at Al, wanted to let everybody in on last Friday's winner for Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway as well on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, across from the Lindale Mall. And three of the four pickies had banner weeks, Mark.
Yeah, after an 0-6 week, Dave came back with a 6-0 ledger and won this week's Pick 6. We'll get you the listener winner momentarily. Scott, you had a very good week at 5-1, and Spencer 4-2. And I was happy the Iowa State Cyclones covered. I was 1-5.
1-5. You can't keep Dave down, man. Isaac, who's our winner with Dave?
That is going to be Mariah.
Mariah, okay. Enjoy the $30 gift card. See, I didn't need you this week, man. You're always there in the bullpen if I need you, but we got through it this week, 5-1.
I think you've turned the corner. I think you can get at least 3 every week for the next couple weeks is what I'm feeling.
I'd like to go 4.
4 would be like in the win range, but I think at least 3 would be a solid outcome.
Okay. All right, we're going to try her again this week. Another great list of games to pick, and we will do that coming up in just a little bit. We'll try to get to some baseball before 4 o'clock as well. A couple of National League divisional games coming up this evening, later this afternoon into the evening, and then one on the West Coast coming up late at Dodger Stadium. Mark, what a night, Saturday night at Jack Trice Stadium. Kudos to Jamie Pollard, to Matt Campbell, to everyone. They did it upright. It was a first-class affair. The uniforms were outstanding. In fact, several of the uniform folks on X or Twitter said Iowa State won the weekend as far as college football uniforms are concerned. The Jack Trice throwbacks were great. And as we all thought, including you for your win, Iowa State came through with the victory as they defeated TCU on Saturday night.
Yeah, a lot of pageantry, a lot of great play for Iowa State in that game against the TCU team that was couldn't rush the ball, had turnovers. Iowa State turned them over several times, and the Cyclones got a nice running game going. Rocco Beck with another solid game. Not a lot of yards, but a touchdown pass, and great job leading that team. And I thought the defense played a whole lot better. Essentially, TCU got a late touchdown, but through most of the game, only allowing one touchdown. So all in all, a very good night over in Ames. I don't want to pour cold water on this, though. At 3-3, I'm finding a tough pathway for the Cyclones to get to a bowl game. Four out of the last six are on the road, including this week at Cincinnati. That game at Ohio U might come back to haunt Iowa State. We'll see. If it plays anywhere near as good as it did on Saturday, they've got a chance in almost all of them, except Texas at Jack Trice Stadium.
Cyclone fans, your thoughts, 319-366-1600, as Iowa State got great performance from Eli Sanders and Abu Sama. Abu Sama on that breakaway run that he had for a touchdown, man, he didn't need to be ultra fast, but he showed exactly how fast he is. Averaged 10 yards a carry. Sanders averaged over 6 yards a carry. He had a touchdown as well, as Iowa State ran for 215 yards. And when you put that together, Rocco Beck didn't do anything spectacular. He was just very efficient, very effective. Threw 16 of 28 for 138 yards in the game. Look, TCU is not a great football team, but they were the national runners-up last year. That got a lot of eyeballs on it. That was a good win for Iowa State. I'll say this. I think Iowa State needs this game on Saturday. We'll have it for you 9 a.m. It's an early start over at Nippert Stadium in Cincinnati, Ohio. Iowa State and Cincinnati for the first time as Big 12 opponents will match up at just past 11 o'clock Central Time, 12 noon Eastern Time, over there in Cincinnati, Ohio. I think Iowa State needs to get this one, Mark, to get into a bowl. I really do. The two home games are Kansas and Texas. And like you said, Texas is going to be difficult, even though the Horns lost to Oklahoma in the Red River rivalry on Saturday. That was a heck of a football game, by the way. And Kansas is not going to be easy at home. Iowa State needs to get this win on Saturday. I think if they get this win, they go 6-6.
Yeah, I guess they're going to have to play very well in a couple games in which they're probably going to be underdogs. But Cincinnati is beatable. It beat Eastern Kentucky bad, and a nice win at Pitt, and played Oklahoma kind of tough, in addition to a game at BYU. And Cincinnati has had a week off to get ready for this game. So Bearcats is a slight favorite.
A Cincinnati team that was in the college football playoff a scant 2 years ago, not of the American Athletic Conference. A little bit different.
Well, like Michigan State a few years ago.
Yeah, well, yeah, true. 319-366-1600. And outside of, let's see, 1345 saying just looked outside of him. Yeah, not a good rushing attack. I don't know. I thought Iowa State ran it very, very well in that particular ball game. No, I said Iowa State ran the ball well. Didn't I say that, Mark?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Yeah, I said Iowa State ran the ball very well. I liked how Abu Sama ran the ball. So, if I didn't say that, Isaac, did I say that? Go ahead.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. All right. TCU.
215 yards rushing. It's hard to say they didn't rush the ball well.
True. True. I thought Iowa State looked very good. And that's not only the uniforms as well. They were spectacular. They were amazing. Loved them. And I'm not a big uniform guy, usually. But I thought Iowa State looked very, very good. outside of the TC Star. Okay, we got the confusion taken care of. So if I offended out there, I apologize. I didn't mean to do that. I thought Iowa State played very, very well. It was a fun game to watch from the Cyclones, and I think they need to get this game against Cincinnati. They go 3-4 if they do not come up with a victory. Have to go to Waco then after that to take on the Baylor Bears. Iowa State's not going to be back at home until November 4th, so almost a month from now. There is a bye week included in there for the Cyclones, but they will not be back in action at Jack Trice Stadium until then. Elsewhere in college football, we mentioned Miami. Kneel down next time, perhaps. Didn't do it this time. Cost them. Notre Dame goes down, and Louisville, by the way, is undefeated on the year, ladies and gentlemen. They made a big rise in the top 25s this week. I thought they looked particularly good. Really looking forward to Washington and Oregon coming up next Saturday. That is going to be a whole lot of fun. First one to 35, maybe? 40?
At halftime?
It's going to be very entertaining. Let's just put it that way, between Washington and Oregon. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back. We got more. We got baseball to discuss. Maybe get a little pro football in there as well. We'll do that when we return on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Life is too short, but what makes it special? Those little moments that happen every day. Those big moments that take our breath away. But no matter the moment, you have to be healthy enough to make them. For women, that means watching our alcohol use as we age, because our bodies can't handle it like we used to. Let's put down the drink so we can savor the moments. Visit yourlifeiowa.org for more info. A message from Iowa HHS.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league,
but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Save big money on your siding project with 11% off everything at Menards. Update your home with Cedar Creek vinyl siding. It's low maintenance and comes in 16 popular colors. Cedar Creek is built to last and is backed by a limited lifetime warranty. Get 11% off your siding project and save big money at Menards. Good through October 15th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Cyclone fans are not happy about their defense here, Mark, on the text line. They think we gave them a little bit too much credit.
Well, I don't know. From what I saw, maybe the four turnovers, four interceptions overshadow that. I don't know. TCU had almost 400 yards in total offense, and, you know, they had pretty quick runners. One of them gaining, Bailey gained 152 yards, but aside from that, nobody did anything. So let's just put it this way. Compared to what we've seen in previous games, I thought the Cyclones were a lot better, and that's a very, very young Iowa State team as well.
And only gave up 14 points. That's the big number. That's the big number. Yes, Bailey ran for 150, but nobody else got more than, I think, combined got 25 yards against Iowa State. And a lot of cornerbacks played in that game or threw the ball for TCU. Iowa State-Cincinnati coming up on Saturday. We'll have it for you at 9 o'clock a.m. right here on 1600 ESPN and all our FM frequencies. We do have baseball going on. The National League jumps front and center tonight as it will be their game twos. It'll be Philadelphia looking for two wins on the road at Atlanta coming up in just over an hour, Mark. Phillies shut out the Braves in that first game. We'll talk with Cal Eldred about this and all facets of playoff baseball coming up tomorrow. And then, the Clayton Kershaw postseason problems continue as he gave up, what, eight in the first inning on Saturday night as Arizona spanked the Dodgers. They'll try it again tonight at Chavez Ravine at 8:07 this evening with the two road teams holding one game to none leads in those series.
Yeah, well, it's crazy. Five out of the six games have been won by the road team. The only outlier was Houston's game one win against Minnesota. And don't look now. I mean, if Texas beats Baltimore in game three, the entire National League East is out. And a lot of people said that was the best division in baseball.
We will ask Cal tomorrow about, is it good to sit around? I mean, they didn't sit around, but not to have in-game competition for 5 days after you play basically every day for 6 months. And there would look everyone except Houston looked pretty rusty in those first games on Saturday.
Yeah, I don't know. The Twins sat around, too, after clinching the division, and now they're 1-1. And I expect Atlanta and L.A. to bounce back. But, man, Philly and Arizona take 2-0 leads. That's going to disrupt a lot of people's predictions.
Yeah, very much so. So we will have baseball and the Cyclone Coaches Show coming up tomorrow for you. More on that. And then on Wednesday, we will have baseball. We're not exactly sure which game we will have. They haven't set the schedule as far as if there are series that are finished, then they'll move things around. So we will have more on that coming up on Wednesday. And people are writing and saying that Miami's offense this year is better than the greatest show on turf from 20 years ago with Kurt Warner and the St. Louis Rams. Buying that, Mark?
No.
I'm not either yet.
I don't think Kurt Warner and Isaac Holder, Isaac Bruce are buying that either, but it's surely a powerful offensive team. But the only team in the NFL that has scored more than 30 points every game is your San Francisco 49ers.
It is Brocktober. And ladies and gentlemen, on the post game last night, hearing that right now, your MVPs early on include one Brock Purdy. Yes, Mr. Irrelevant is now an MVP candidate. How about that? They had a big win over the Cowboys last night. Mark, have a good night. We will talk tomorrow.
I will. Sounds great. Talk to you then.
You've been listening to The Gym Class. Spencer next right here on KGYM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts,